Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about the biggest financial concerns of affluent investors. So what's the definition of affluent investor? Well, Personal Capital released its 2017 Mass Affluent Survey, and they define affluent investor as anybody with $500,000 or more in investable assets, so that it doesn't include your primary residence. And given you own your primary residence usually with that much money, $500,000, you're likely a millionaire or multimillionaire. So, if you're a multimillionaire or millionaire, what do you think your main financial concerns are? You know, maybe it's booking a first-class ticket to Aruba or Hawaii, or maybe it's like buying the red Porsche or the blue Ferrari or the green Maserati. You know, maybe one of those things, right? But no. According to the Personal Capital Survey, and they've got over 1.5 million users, the number one financial concern of affluent investors is being financially secure in retirement. I can't believe that. Because if you have money, why are you so concerned about money? The second concern is that they are not properly tax optimized regarding their portfolio, which is kind of, I don't know, that sounds like a petty concern to me. But then again, taxes generally is one of the largest expenses we all face. Third concern, very understandable, you know, the portfolio won't withstand a market downturn. We saw a lot of people get crushed during the previous two crises. Every single crisis, people just get crushed, and there are many more concerns out there. So check it out if you want to see all the concerns in my post. But I bet most people in the world would consider having $500,000 in investable assets, plus a paid-off home, you know, net worth of $1 million to $3 million, to be financially well-to-do, right? I would think so. Therefore, we can conclude that affluent investors have to be one of the most paranoid demographics around, especially since 38% said they are also worried about losing their wealth. So why are affluent investors so paranoid? This is a question that I thought about for a long, long time. If you have money, the biggest benefit of having money is that you shouldn't worry about money. But in this survey, and in surveys after surveys, it seems like people with money are still stressed about money, which makes it kind of pointless to have money. So I'm thinking most of the people who've made, you know, or have over 500,000 investable assets are probably older than the median age in America of 37.8. Therefore, we can postulate that these investors have lived through the housing crisis of 2008 to 2010 and even the 2000.com bubble with a significant amount of assets. You know, having like 50 grand over the past 10 years and, you know, being up 20% every single year because you're a stock market genius because you've only seen a bull market doesn't really count. But having like 500,000, 400, a million, I think that counts. And if you lose like a third to half of your net worth or investable assets in a 12-month period a couple times, and if you know dozens of people who were let go of their job they needed and remained jobless or unemployed for years afterwards, including yourself, you're probably going to be a little bit paranoid. And the thing is, the more money you amass, the more paranoid you will naturally get. This is based on my own observation and talking to other friends who have this type of wealth. You know, at the end of the day, if you lose 50% of your investable assets, you need 100% return just to get back to even. I remember once I accumulated about $1 million in investable assets, it just didn't seem right to allocate all my money towards the stock market. I mean, losing 20%, 200 grand, I mean, that sounded terrible. So instead, starting in about 2003, I began piling most of my money into real estate to diversify away from my company 401k, my crappy company stock that didn't really do anything while I was there, and my career in equities. But little did I truly realize that my diversification was actually a 5x leveraged concentrated bet on San Francisco real estate. So the greatest irony of not having much to invest is that you simply don't have much financial worry. You know, think about like how happy you were when you had no money, like that was high school or college or the first several years of work. You know, all you cared about was having a good time with your buddies, going on vacation, maybe saving a little bit of money for a new ride, you know, or some new shoes or clothes, you didn't have that much financial worry. So the more money you have, really, really, it is about more worry. It was only until after I built some passive income and after I started Financial Samurai did my investing paranoia begin to wane, because I was creating buffers for my buffers. And maybe I'm just super conservative in that regard because I've gone through multiple financial crises. But that's just me, you know. And writing about my fears is a lot like speaking to a therapist who helps put things in perspective. So here are my top three financial concerns. One, poor investment returns from my rental home proceeds. I know that in 20 years, I'm going to regret selling my house for so cheap. It doesn't sound so cheap at $2.74 million. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous to say that's cheap, especially since it's only like a 2,100 square foot house. But thanks to inflation, in 20 years, I think it's going to be a $4 to $5 million house. I mean, if you think about it, everything from 20 years ago sounds cheap. If you could have bought anything, it sounds cheap. And that's just the power of inflation. So the only solution to minimizing my disappointment and regret is earning at least a 5% annual return on my proceeds that cause minimal stress and worry. So my hope is that investing in real estate crowdfunding in the heartland of America, non-coastal cities where they have lower valuations, higher yields, the stock market, which traditionally returns, I don't know, 8 to 10%, and the municipal bond market, which traditionally returns like 4 to 6%, will provide such an outcome. But again, I'll never know for sure. Two, a large decline in my online business. So the online business really is the main reason why I'm not concerned at all about being financially secure in retirement. I wrote a post called "The Fear of Running Out of Money in Retirement is Overblown," and I really believe that because it's been almost 6 years since I've had a day job. And you just hustle if you need money. If you don't need money, you won't hustle. But if you need money, you're a little bit paranoid, you're gonna do the things that'll make you enough to provide for you and your family. So the income generated from the business is basically gravy to the passive income that took like 16 years to generate. It's currently providing enough to, you know, pay for my family here in San Francisco. It's not an outlandish, extravagant life by any means, but it's good life. And as I look into the future, I'm thinking of taking things down a notch to spend more time with my son and also to minimize those troughs of unhappiness because of all that stress of maintaining the schedule and doing all this kind of stuff. Unfortunately, in entrepreneurship, less effort generally means less reward unless I can figure out how to increase productivity. So this new Financial Samurai iTunes channel, which I hope you guys have all subscribed to, and this new effort is a way to try to increase productivity by making an initial investment so that it buys me time during the weeks I no longer want to write. And hopefully I can get some new listeners from a new channel, right? The iTunes, I only listen to podcast kind of folks. And then finally, I'm concerned about the financial well-being of my in-laws. My parents are thankfully financially secure because they had long careers in the U.S. Foreign Service. They are very, very frugal. They don't have debt and they have healthcare and pensions. So they're set. My in-laws, not as set. You know, they're surviving fine, but I think they deserve more after a long life of working hard and providing for my wife and her sister. So I want to give back. I want to give them as much financial help as possible so they can live it up and be thriving in their age. But I don't know how to do that without offending their honor. There's just this weird dynamic. So I think this is something that I'll talk about in a future post. How do we help our in-laws and our loved ones financially without offending them? So let me conclude. The amount of financial worry I see from folks making multiple six figures and who have $1 million or multi-million dollar net worths is really a paradox. It's just so weird that the more money you have, the more paranoid you are and the more you worry about money. But at least paranoia helps you accumulate more capital than the person who doesn't give a crap about financial freedom until it's too late. Paranoia makes you focus on what's important, makes you track your net worth and all that. But the FOMO never really allows folks to ever be satisfied. So I recommend everybody compare your current self to your past self and not to other people if you want to be financially happy. So if you can focus on your own progress, dare I say, your happiness meter will tick up one or two notches. So let me know, folks, what your main financial concerns are today. And if you are an affluent investor, are you really concerned about financial security and retirement since you have money? Thanks so much, folks.